Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Her father, a billionaire adventurer, is missing and presumed dead. And all of humanity may be facing mass annihilation. Who can save us? There's only one possibility, played by Alicia Vikander in Tomb Raider.
What's your name?
Lara Croft.
There's an organization called Trinity. It's looking to start a global genocide.
Promise me you will stop them.
I promise.
This is, of course, a reboot of the old Lara Croft franchise based on a popular video game with successful movies from earlier this century starring Angelina Jolie. But this time, Alicia Vikander plays a more believable, more athletic, and ultimately more convincing heroine as she travels to a mysterious island in the rough seas surrounding Japan.
It'll be an adventure.
Death is not an adventure.
You shouldn't have come here, but I'm glad that you did.
The fate of humanity is now in your hands.
Does the plot make any sense? Of course not. But the movie, directed by a little-known Norwegian named Roar Uthag, is great fun to watch. The locations look spectacular, the chase scenes are exciting, and a long sequence over a crashing waterfall with Lara clinging to the remnants of a long-ago crashed airplane is staged with memorable panache and artistry. Yes, it's silly, but so were the Indiana Jones movies, and this one can provide at least a faint echo of those memorable thrills. Rated PG-13 with Lara enduring some truly painful injuries. 3 stars for the loopy but likable Tomb Raider.